mail.
Oh, it feels like a lifetime, MG, since we've spoken to the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together so much. So things are falling apart around here without the glue. Brent Reed from News Corp. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, gentlemen. It's been too long. I've missed you guys. I really have.
Well, with all this time to prepare some mail for us, I expect today to be an absolute corker. Where are we starting?
Oh, well, we might as well talk Penrith, boys, because obviously, and we might as well combine that with the other big story, which has been the Dolphins, right? So the Dolphins on November 1 will start trying to sign players. One of the blokes, I believe, that will come on the radar is Dylan Edwards. Now, Dylan's one of those November 1 guys. He enters the last year of his deal on November 1. Penrith will sit down with him in the next couple of weeks and try and lock up a deal for Dylan Edwards. My expectation is that he will stay. I can't see him wanting to go. He's very close to Nathan Cleary. And, you know, he's got a good relationship with that club, and he's been an outstanding player for them this year. So I suspect as much as the Dolphins, I believe, will have interest in Dylan Edwards, my gut feel is that Penrith will knock a deal over pretty quickly with Dylan, and obviously they'll look to get it done before November 1. So I'm expecting Dylan Edwards to sign a long-term extension at Penrith reasonably soon.
Yeah, great news. That is great news. One of the real improvers in the NRL, not just for Penrith, but in the whole of the NRL, he's come along leaps and bounds. It was only yesterday when he fumbled a couple of balls against the Storm at Bathurst, and he was put on the wing in reserve grades, and he's bounced back with a vengeance, and he played with a bloody fractured foot, so he's a tough bugger. So I hope he stays at the foot of the mountains because we love him.
Interesting if he does sign that extension, what it means for, many predicting Stephen Crichton to be a fullback.
Well, but you know what, now that Burton's going away, I think Crichton's got his centre spot back.
Okay. All right. Reedy, what about Parramatta? We know that they're a club come November 1 who could have some players poached. Is anybody looking like leaving just yet?
Well, there's an interesting little thing going on with Will Smith at the moment. Obviously, Will's a pretty versatile player. And I think Parramatta were keen to keep Will Smith. But it looks like with Jamal Fogarty leaving the Gold Coast, Will Smith potentially could be moving to the Titans. I think the Titans have approached Will Smith. And, he's off contract actually at the end of this season. So that's one to keep an eye on. Expect Will Smith to potentially join the Gold Coast. And Nick Kotrick, now this is an interesting one. I only stumbled across this a little while ago, but Nick Kotrick has obviously been linked with Parramatta. That was done it was linked with him a while ago. He's on a big deal at Canterbury. My understanding is he's still on Parramatta's radar, and there's still a chance that something could happen there with Nick Kotrick. So when you think about that Parramatta side, Blake Ferguson's left, Marcus Hivo injured his knee, from memory, in the latter stages of the year, and may miss the start of next year. They're really short in the outside backs, and Nick Kotrick is on their radar, and there's a potential for a deal to be done there because Canterbury have got a really tight salary cap. If you look at that Canterbury side and their salary cap, the way it's placed, I think their top five players, none of them are spine players. The spine's a real weakness of that club, and it needs to be reshaped. The cap needs to be reshaped. The squad needs to be reshaped. And the only way you can do that is by potentially moving players who are attractive to other clubs. And Nick Kotrick is one of those guys. So I think that's one to keep an eye on the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, look, first line, Will Smith, his stocks really rose in this year's final series. That game against Penrith, when they rested all their players and he started, he went really good from then on in, and he cemented his spot in the squad. Come on, usually after Ray Stone would be rested, and I think it'd be a great buy from the Titans. And Nick Cotry, well, that's a case of, a perfect example of money doesn't buy happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it'll be interesting to see, if Murata Niokora, who's been rumoured to be going elsewhere, that centre position, because I liked Hayes Dunster this year, MG. I thought he came a long way on the wing in the absence of Mike Asiva. So,
I agree.
What about as we talk from utilities, Will Smith, to the utility at Manly? Dylan Walker played in a lot of different positions throughout his time up there. Reports he had interest elsewhere. Where's he going to be playing 2022?
Well, this is really dragged on, this one, but my understanding is now Dylan's close to taking up that deal with Manly. I mean, we all thought he'd take it up a few weeks ago, but for some reason, it's carried on longer than we thought it would. Now, my understanding was that Dylan was actually looking around. There was some talk that he was offered to the West Tigers. The Tigers wanted him as a centre. He didn't want to play centre. It looks as though he will now stay at Manly. They'll get that deal done. So, I think he's been pretty good for Manly this year, Dylan. Underrated in many respects. And, he'll be a crucial re-signing for the Sea Eagles.
Couldn't agree more, Rudy. Could not agree more.
Why would you want to stop playing with Tom Trbojevic? Why would you want to not play with Tom Trbojevic?
Or Jake.
Well, all due respect to Jake.
And Ben.
And okay, why would you not want to play with the Trebojevic's?
Exactly.
Maybe because they're taking up too much of the salary cap. Who knows? Hey, quickly, before we let you go, Reddy, the Panthers, you mentioned Dylan Edwards at the top, but they have been under investigation.
Yeah, look, Andrew Abdo spoke about this yesterday to a couple of us about how disappointed he was with the post-grand grand final period for the Panthers. I would expect some form of sanction to come down tomorrow. My expectation is that the club will be penalised rather than any individuals, and that's obviously over the breaking of the Premiership trophy, the Tyrone May social media post, and, you know, inquiries are obviously going on to the three fans and friends of players who got good seats on grand final night. So I expect all that to be resolved tomorrow.
All right, very nice work. A good return for Reedy's mail.
A very strong.
To the rush
out. You can tell he's like a great racehorse. He's been rested, he's come back, and he's just won his little 1,200-metre trial run.
Yeah, sprinter. Beautiful. I wouldn't want to see him over more than a mile, I don't think.
No. He could be in the Everest.
Not even close.
Nice work, Reedy. We'll speak to you next week.
Super stuff.